Každý z nás má nejaký príbeh.
Everybody has its own story.
A každý večer budete počuť niekoho tu z nás, ako hovorí nejaký príbeh.
And you will also listen to some other stories every evening here.
Ale taktiež celým tým táborom pôjdeme a budeme skúmať taký príbeh jedného zaujímavého muža.
And throughout the whole camp we will go through one story of one man.
A on sa volá Peter.
And his name is Peter.
A on žil dávnejšie.
And he lived a long time ago.
A mal brata, mal ženu.
He had a brother and a wife.
A on musel nejako žiť, niečím sa živiť, hej?
And he just needed to live somehow, so he had a job.
Ale v tej dobe, keď on žil, on nemal také na výber, že mohol ísť či na Gimpel, alebo na takú školu, alebo toto, alebo nemal také možnosti.
But in that time, he didn't have that many opportunities that he could choose, like if he goes to his grammar school or some other high school or college or something like that.
A ženy už skoro vôbec nemali na výber.
And girls or women, they didn't have they couldn't get any education.
A väčšinou sa starali o domácnosť a tak.
And usually they were taking care of the house.
No a muži v tej dobe mohli si vybrať dve možnosti, hej.
And men,
prevážne, tak.
They had two options.
Buď sa mohol stať rabínom, takýže učiteľ a musel sa vzdelať trochu.
Either he would choose to be a rabbi, that he will study something.
Alebo proste jednoducho robil to, čo robil jeho otec.
Or he would do the same thing that his father did.
Taký jednoduchý život.
Pretty simple.
No a Peter robil to, čo robil jeho otec.
And Peter, he was doing the same thing that his father.
No a bol rybár.
And he was a fisherman.
Takže a možno aj jeho dedo bol rybár.
So maybe also his grandfather was a fisherman.
Takže on vlastne tak sa živil, že chodil na ryby a lovil a chytal a lovil. So, a sem tam niečo chytil a ulovil a potom niečo zarobil.
So that was his job. He went fishing and he was fishing and maybe sometime he did catch some fish and he could earn some money.
Čiže nemal vzdelanie, ale nebol hlúpy.
So he didn't have like formal education, but he wasn't stupid.
Hej. Tak mal aj ženu, ne?
He had a woman, so that means that he wasn't stupid.
No, ale Peter, čo je zaujímavé na tom príbehu práve to, že Peter je veľmi jednoduchý človek.
But what's interesting in this story is that Peter is very simple man.
Proste žije si životom, hej, loví ryby, má kamarátov tiež, niektorí tiež lovia ryby, niektorí robia niečo iné.
He just lives his life. He goes fishing. He has some friends, maybe some of them are also fishermen.
No, ale raz sa mu stala taká zaujímavá vec, že dostal také pozvanie do takého tímu, ktorý neskôr zmenil svet.
And once this thing happened to him that he got an invitation from somebody to be a part of the team which the later on the team changed the world.
A tak musel prehodnotiť, že to, čo robí, presne, musel prehodnotiť.
So he needed to rethink what he was doing.
To je téma dnešného večera.
And that's the topic of this evening, rethink.
Každý večer sa to bude meniť.
And that will change each evening.
Niekedy tak dynamicky, možno niekedy menej.
Sometimes maybe it will be that dynamic, sometimes maybe less.
Ale späť k Petrovi, hej. Tak Peter, ako som hovoril, jednoduchý muž a rybár, hej.
But back to Peter, as I said, he was a simple man and he was a fisherman.
A mal kamarátov svojich a chodili spolu, mali také nejaké dobrodružstva, hej, rybarčili, turistika a podobne.
And he had he had some friends, so they went through some adventures together. They were going fishing, maybe hiking.
Ale keď prišla to obdobie, že musel prehodnotiť to, že či toto chce robiť celý život.
And when the time for the decision came, when he was asked or he needed to rethink that if he wants to do that for the rest of his life.
Čiže možno, že sa vzdal nejakých vzťahov, nechal prácu a možno, že to ako premýšľal do budúcnosti a zrazu vstúpil do niečoho iného.
So maybe he was thinking that he need to let go his job, maybe to leave some people and to go to something else.
A lebo on stále hľadal, že asi o čom je život, čo má robiť a tak prehodnocoval veci v živote.
Because he was still looking for something. He was thinking about what to do in life.
Aj vzťahy, aj prácu, aj budúcnosť.
He's thinking about his relationships, his work, about his future.
A celý tento týždeň budeme trošku tak aj my prehodnocovať nejaké veci.
And during the whole week we will also kind of rethink all these things.
Ale potom budeme pozorovať ten Petrov príbeh, ako on možno neskôr reagoval, ako zmenil zameranie, ako budú tam zaujímavé veci, ako aj zrada a trošku pozrieme tak viac na jeho život.
And we'll see in the story of Peter that there will be some interesting things like he will kind of refocus and react on something and he will also betray somebody.
A niekedy veci pokazil v živote, ale vždycky chcel to ako keby napraviť potom. On bol veľmi akčný muž.
Sometimes he did wrong things, but he was very dynamic man that he always wanted to restore that.
On bol taký muž akcie. On vždycky, keď niečo pokazil, on ako keby keď niečo, alebo tá naša téma reconnect, hej, keď to tak povieme, tak je to asi nadviaž spojenie. Ako keby chcel znovu nadviazať spojenie, možno s kamarátom, alebo keď niečo pokazíš, vieš, chceš to tak znovu obnoviť. Hej. Tak on bol taký, alebo bol plný akcie.
He was an action man. He always wanted to do something. Like when he did something wrong, he wanted to get things together. Maybe with some friends, he wanted to reconnect with them.
A neviem, či sa vám stalo v živote, že možno ste si pokazili vzťah s kamarátom alebo s niekým blízkym a potom ste to možno chceli napraviť. Alebo viete, že to máte napraviť.
And I don't know if the same happened to you, that you kind of like broke some relationship with somebody and you wanted to restore it.
Ja si pamätám na základnej škole, posledný ročník základnej školy, a celý tento rok som sa nerozprával s jedným mojim spolužiakom.
I remember my last year at the primary school. During the whole year I wasn't talking to one person, to one schoolmate of mine.
Ale vôbec nepamätám, prečo sme boli takí rozhadaní, ale ani slovo sme si nepovedali a sme sa dosť tak dištancovali od seba.
And now I don't even remember why I did that, but I didn't tell any word with him, to say any word with him during the whole year.
Ale pamätám si posledný deň, kedy sme boli na základnej škole, keď sme mali rozlučkovú party, alebo nejak sa to volá.
But I remember the last day at school when we had this kind of goodbye party.
On sa volal Peter, ale keď si pamätám, som raz prišiel za ním. To bolo na vecku, hej.
So at this party, I remember at this time, his name is Peter, and I came to him, it was at toilet.
Asi, nie v takej, že v jednej malej kabinke, ale proste tam bola chodba, hej.
It was not in the cabin, it was in the lobby.
Tak ja čakám na tej chodbe a on vychádza, hej.
So I was there at the lobby and he was going out of the room.
Umýva si ruky a potom prichádza k dverám a tam som ja.
Washing his hands and then he met me when he was leaving.
Neviem presne, čo si najprv myslel, že čo ako, lebo to bolo zvyčajné miesto, kde sme sa bili.
And I don't know what was going through his mind because that was the place where we usually take fights there.
Ale vtedy ja som vám povedal, že hej, že ja chcem byť s tebou naspäť, kamoš. Prečo vlastne sa akože nerozprávame?
But then I said to him that, hey, why are we not friends? Why are we not talking to each other? I want to be friend again with you.
A on rovnako ako ja nevedel, prečo proste sa nerozprávame. A tak sme sa naspäť skamarátili a ako keby nič.
And he also didn't understand why we are not talking to each other, so we just started to be friends again.
A pamätám si ten moment, že vtedy akoby som vedel, že to je tak, ako to má byť. Že tak, tak to malo byť. Že to nebolo dobre.
And I can still remember the moment that I could feel that that's how it's supposed to be.
Keď som ako keby znovu nadviazal spojenie s ním, hej. Znovu sme tak prepojili ten vzťah.
It was like I was reconnecting with him again.
A potom si pamätám, keď som bol starší, mal som raz taký konflikt, asi najväčší konflikt v živote so svojím otcom.
And once when I was older, I remember that one conflict that I had, it was with my father.
A to bolo pre mňa tak vážne, že ja som potom chvíľu nebol doma. Som doma ani nespal.
And it was so serious for me that I wasn't sleeping at home that time.
Ale som vedel, že raz sa musím vrátiť, hej.
But I still knew that I need to come back once.
A v podstate ja som to potreboval.
And because I needed it.
Ale ten konflikt nebola moja chyba.
But the conflict that wasn't my fault.
A pamätám si potom, keď som prišiel domov a zavolal som otca do obývačky, že sa chcem s ním rozprávať ako chlap s chlapom.
And then I came home and I asked my father if he can come to the living room that I want to talk with him as man to man.
A ja si pamätám, keď sme tam sedeli a ja som mu hovoril, som mu povedal pár takých vecí, ktorých si veľmi, veľmi na ňom vážim.
And I remember that I said a few things that I really appreciate on him.
A som povedal, že ja chcem byť mu blízky.
One was that I want to be close to him.
A si pamätám, že on sa ospravedlnil a sme sa objali a zrazu to bolo tak, že som vedel, že to je tak, ako to má byť.
And I remember that after that we said that we are sorry and we hugged and I could again knew that that was how it's supposed to be.
A to sú tie momenty, kedy som musel prehodnotiť situáciu a urobiť nejaké rozhodnutie nejakej zmene.
And those are the moments that we need to rethink our situation and maybe react to do some change.
A ešte jeden príbeh vám poviem, tiež o takom jednom vzťahu.
And I have one more story, again about the relationship.
A to je také zvláštne možno, hej? Lebo ja som prehodnocoval vzťah alebo pohľad aj na Boha už od malíčka, už od škôlky.
And that's about that I was rethinking or thinking about my point of view on God.
Lebo si pamätám, keď som bol v škôlke, to ešte boli 80. roky, a tak naše učiteľky nám vraveli, že sú trošky. Hej, a Lenina sme mali na tomto. No ale oni proste mi vraveli, že ak napríklad nezjem všetko jedlo, alebo keď nechám nejaký chlebík, alebo keď hodím chlieb o zem, že Pán Boh mi pokriví ruky, alebo poláme nohy, alebo...
When I was in kindergarten back in 80s, I remember that the teachers, they used to tell us that if we don't eat our food or if we throw a bread on the floor, God will punish us. He will break our legs or hands or something like that.
Sa teraz smejete, ale ja som sa bál, hej?
You're laughing now.
Jedol, nehádzal som na zem chlieb.
But I was afraid, so I ate all my food.
A tak oni formovali môj pohľad, hej, aj na Boha.
So they kind of formed my picture of God.
Našťastie som rástol a aj ten Lenin išiel dole časom. A potom boli iní ľudia, čo mi hovorili niečo iné. Hej, napríklad rodičia, že treba chodiť do kostola a tak.
And fortunately, I was growing up and a lot of things changed. Also, for example, my parents, they told me that I should go to church.
A čiže zase som dostal nejaké nové informácie, zase som prehodnocoval, ako to je. A potom neskôr na strednej škole už som mal iných kamarátov, ktorí mi hovorili, že ale veď to celé s Bohom je iba o tvojom osobnom vzťahu s ním.
And also I met other people who were making me rethinking my picture of God, for example at high school. I had schoolmates that told they used to tell me that the thing with God, it's all about relationship with him.
Čiže môj pohľad na veci sa menil, tak ako aj som prehodnocoval ten vzťah s kamarátom, aj s otcom, aj s Bohom, som nejako začínal, tak som nad tým premýšľal veľa.
So all these three things with the friend of mine, with my father and also with God, I was thinking about that a lot, rethinking that.
Neskôr prehodnocoval, bol to taký proces, ale nakoniec ja som sa tak rozhodol, že hej, že budem mať s Bohom taký osobný vzťah, tak sa kamošiť.
And the outcome of this rethinking was that I decided to have a personal relationship with God.
A zrazu som mal pocit, že to je tak, ako to má byť.
And again I could feel that it was how it's supposed to be.
A som bol strašne rád, že som neostal v tom, čo mi vraveli súdružky.
And I was really glad that I didn't believe the teachers in the kindergarten.
To bolo strašné, celý život by som žil v strachu a neviem. Yeah. Som všetko jesť, čo mi dávajú.
That way I would need to live in fear and eat all the food that everybody give me.
A som rád, že som prehodnotil vzťah s otcom a že sme naozaj dobrí kamaráti.
I'm glad that we rethinked or we solved our relationship with my father, that we can be friends again.
A tiež som rád, že som prehodnotil vzťah s Bohom, že viem, že kto je on a kto som ja.
And I'm also glad that I rethink my relationship with God, that I can know who he is and who am I.
A ja som tiež iba taký jednoduchý muž a to bol taký možno pár príbehov o mne.
And I'm also a simple man, that was my story.
Ale už zajtra sa môžete tešiť na pokračovanie Petrovho príbehu, ktorý má tiež také svoje úskalia a také proste budeme sledovať, ako jeho príbeh sa zmenil, až kým keby nenadviazal spojenie.
And tomorrow you can look forward to the continue of Peter's story, which also has its changes and we will see how it goes.